Welcome to the Fight Life Podcast.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm well. How about you, buddy?
I'm good, thanks. Really nice to meet you. I've been a fan for a while now.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. I love your content. Let's get started. I was looking through your Instagram bio, and it says you have 7 black belts in martial arts.
This is correct.
And I am very curious in what martial arts specifically they are.
Okay. My first one was under Chuck Norris's Tong Soo Do system.
Okay.
And after that, I got one in karate, and then Ed Parker, Kenpo, and then kickboxing under Joe Lewis. And then WTF and ITF black belts. I have the Kuki one and the one from ITF. And then a equivalent, it's a Muay Thai kickboxing hybrid under Peter Sugarfoot Cunningham. He was Benny the Jet Yokita's protege and the top strikers ever. A lot of my kicking style came from him. He was lead leg kicking Muay Thai guys back in the 70s, 80s. So black belt under him and at 7. And I am a purple belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu as well.
Okay. Wow, that's really impressive. And at what age did you get your first black belt?
I got my first one when I was 12.
Oh, I see. Oh, wow. And from what age did you start with your training?
I started when I was 6. And I would train for hours every day. Uh-huh. From about the age of 10. Once I turned 10, it's all I wanted to do was martial arts. So as soon as I came home, I would practice martial arts. My mom would take me to the karate school, and I'd come home and practice more martial arts. Mm-hmm. From age 8th grade, around 12 and on, my mother would just drop me off at the karate school, and I'd be there, and my instructors would take me home. So I grew up, my childhood was in martial arts. When I was 6, I would start watching Bruce Lee movies, and that's all I wanted to do was be like Bruce Lee. He was always my motivation and my idol, mostly not just because the amazing physical specimen he is, but because of his philosophy. And from a young age, I always connected martial arts and being a philosopher. I always saw that to be a great martial arts master, you need to be a great philosopher of life and teaching. And that's why I've always related my life towards being Bruce, not being Bruce, but picking up to where I'm trying to pick up where he left off with the martial arts mindset, trying to continue his work forward.
I see. So would you say that your philosophy in the martial arts today is still closely related to Bruce Lee's philosophy, or did you create kind of your own?
I never specifically said I want to be Bruce Lee's philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
But I've kind of picked up, I feel I've picked up to where he left off, where Bruce Lee was saying to be a martial arts master, you have to know everything. To be a martial artist, you have to know everything. To me, it is to be a martial arts master, you need to be able to perfect technique in everything. It's not good enough to me to know mixed martial arts, a little bit of everything. I feel that if you are a dedicated martial artist, you should be training and giving it your all to perfect every style individually and then combining it in your own creative form of style. As Bruce Lee said, having no way as way. And I think to have no way is way, you need to first understand and focus on everything individually, every individual style, perfect it. And then you combine everything due to your individual personality.
I see. So is that kind of your definition of a martial artist? Or do you have like a really defined definition of?
Yeah, that is my definition of what I feel martial artists should be.
Mm-hmm.
But not just the physical techniques, but also understanding is every different martial arts style teaches you something internally about yourself. You know, like Olympic style Taekwondo is a lot about timing. So mm-hmm. to me, you want to and how timing works in sport, in martial arts, you understand how time applies to your life.
Mm-hmm. I see.
In say jiu-jitsu, you got to know when to hold on and when to let go and when to transition. That to me, that application of technique, it applies to life. You need to know what to hold on dearly to, and you need to know when to let go and wait and readjust.
Mm-hmm.
Every different style has different techniques, and those different techniques are taught differently, but every single one of those different techniques applies to some teaching for your life. It is the ultimate philosophy. It doesn't matter what you are going through in life, martial arts, if you're a trained martial artist, you have the answers.
I think you would agree with the statement that like every martial art has its flaws. So in order to get a full understanding of like life and martial arts in general, you need to learn some different styles or a lot of different styles just to completely fill that circle, if that makes sense.
100%. It's mm-hmm. martial art. It's the best philosophers know everyone's philosophy. The best roots. I love religion. I love spirituality, but I see that there's a big issue in organized religion where you can only follow this way.
Yes.
Well, someone following this way, maybe there's some things that are helping them, but maybe this religion over here has something that will complete them.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that is a huge issue in society across the world, is everybody only sticks to what they know. And then they're like, well, for some reason things aren't working, I'm just going to keep doing the same thing, and eventually it's going to work. Instead of like, hey, like martial arts teaches me, Joe Lewis taught me, if your jab's not working, your side kick's not working, it's not the move, it's because you're not applying it properly. So to apply it properly, you got to apply it maybe differently, and you mm-hmm. need to understand how to apply it differently. But if we're only focused on one way all the time of applying one way, we're never going to get anywhere. What's the saying that doing the same thing repeatedly and expecting the same results what's the saying? Do you know what I'm talking?
Yeah, like the practice makes perfect. No, perfect practice makes perfect. Is that kind of what you're talking about?
Well, that one applies into it, but repeating, mm-hmm. doing the same thing over and over again and expecting the exact same result by doing the same thing and still waiting.
Oh, yeah. The Bruce Lee quote.
That's what it is. It's insanity. Doing the same thing and expecting the same result when it's not working, but expecting it, that's insanity. And I feel religion does that, and martial arts does that. I have an issue with I love them all. Everything has something valuable to teach, and everyone has something that should be thrown away. And that's why mm-hmm. I believe what Bruce Lee meant, having no way as way. The things that are going to work for me aren't going to work for everybody else, and vice versa. But the only way to know that is to fully understand every style, you know?
And are there like styles you haven't trained in that you are looking forward or are still planning on training? Or do you think you have a good understanding?
I love to do judo, and I think that I'm close to, like, if I was to test, I've taught myself judo. I know all 67 throws.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to, after my jiu-jitsu black belt's done, I'd like to go in judo because I really love.
Do you think like, are there things in the judo philosophy that you think you haven't learned yet, so to say, because since it's also a Japanese system with like karate, and I don't know if you have done Japanese jiu-jitsu?
I think at this point in my career that there's nothing more. I mean, there's always something new to learn,
but
in my career where I am working to have my own philosophy and my own way of the martial arts instead of I feel that I'm at the point where I've taken enough. So mm-hmm. now I can be at the part where I can truly, truly express myself through my martial arts physicality.
I see.
That's right now what I am focused on is my application.
What would you say like your main style is? Would it be karate since that's the first one you did, or?
I guess it depends on what I'm doing. If I'm striking, kickboxing is always going to be my favorite.
I think
kickboxing is the absolute best for self-defense and for application. I think kickboxing is the only martial art that 100% transfers from sport to street. It's the only one that's 100% will work in both.
Yes, I agree.
When to like expressing my creativity lately, I've been playing around with a lot of jiu-jitsu working to choreograph jiu-jitsu moves that look like a dance. I love to trick. Tricking really pushes me, not just physically, but creatively, to choreograph different ways of putting moves and tricks together.
Yeah, I was going to ask that, like, your Instagram and TikTok content is mostly like tricking or pad work. And is that, I was wondering if that is your main focus in training in general also?
So when I train everything every week. I train tricking, kicking, paddles, taekwondo, literally everything that I know, I get through in a week. Different things. Yes. But when it comes to the social media stuff, I'm just now starting to get a little bit better at pushing my philosophy with it. So I'm trying to just do one little piece at a time instead of like everything all at once.
I agree. I think that's also the best way to push out content. Like if you want to go really in depth and stuff like that, I don't think it would be good for social media, since a lot of people just enjoy the flashiest techniques or the fanciest tricks and don't necessarily stick around for like the more philosophy side of the martial arts. Unless, yeah, I mean, there's also a great audience for that, but in general.
You're right. And so right now I'm trying on the TikTok is trying to develop first the fan base and kind of guide. I got to teach people what they don't know. So right now I'm focusing on trying to grab people's attention.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can start putting more application and principles out there.
For sure. Yeah, because I noticed you also put out recently a few like really short tutorials. Just mm-hmm. very basic. And is that kind of the game plan you're going for? Like starting with small tutorials and then we're going more and more in depth as you gain your target audience more? Or
Yeah. I love to teach and I want people to be, I'm 41 years old and I'm stronger than I've ever been. I want people to understand it. Do it right, you can continue evolving, not just mentally, but physically. As most people say, once you hit like 30, you go down. But I keep getting better, stronger, faster, and in every way because I take care of myself. And the way that I train very science-based. Everything is focused on technique, meaning that my body alignment is working in its natural structure because the body is only designed to move with a certain, there's limits to the structure movements of the body. Everything that I do, like we're mostly just throwing Muay Thai kicks on Thai shields and just going, cranking. I'm like, no, you don't need to be continually cranking out hard kicks to hit hard. If you understand having the full muscle control, everything for me is muscle control. If you have full muscle control over the technique, you can do the technique as slow as your muscles can allow you, bit by bit, piece by piece, then you don't need to train it fast. It automatically comes fast because you have it in your muscle memory. So everything that I do is I train very, 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 unless I'm tricking or wanting to explode, most of my training is done as though I'm lifting very slow weights. And I learned that through training with dancers. Everything is slow and controlled and has precise technique, the proper body alignments.
Yes, that's interesting. So did you cross train in dancing or is it something you just incorporated into your martial arts training or?
I learned it when I first moved to LA. I was doing acrobatic shows with doing my martial arts and I was always working with dancers. I was on tour. So I would ask mostly the ballet dancers how they train because there's ballet dancers are some of the most gifted athletes I've ever seen, and they have the complete balance of flexibility and strength. And so a lot of the ways that the Russians were trained and taught in ballet, I've incorporated a lot of those into martial arts.
Do you feel like there are other kind of sports that could benefit the martial arts? Or do you think dancing and like ballet is the main, I mean, yeah. Do you know what I'm getting at? Like,
do I think that dancing is the best sport to aid in martial arts?
Yeah, one of the best. Like, do you know some other stuff? Or have you dabbled in some other stuff that would help you in your martial arts? Or
I think that martial arts is like an alpha activity. And I think everything else would be like a subcategory. Like, I don't think soccer will help your martial arts. Basketball is not going to help your martial arts, but martial arts will help your basketball. Martial arts will help your gymnastics. I think gymnastics, martial arts, and dancing are like primary sports. Mm-hmm. Like those three will help every other sport, but those other sports won't help.
Something I also noticed on your Instagram is your technique, as you said earlier, with the body alignment and stuff like that, is very aesthetically perfect. Was that something you trained from the beginning, or did you first learn it in like a combat application way to then relearn it for aesthetic purposes?
Thank you for noticing. My goal was to always perfect technique, period. That was always my goal, to perfect technique. And at first it was about the aesthetics. But then as I got older and I realized that aesthetics look good because they actually work properly, like if it's a sidekick, heel aligned with the shoulder, aligned with the hip, aligned with the pivots, everything for it to be perfect, your technique to be executed perfectly, it should also be aesthetically. It should look perfect in application just as well. That's the reason for technique. And I get these arguments of a lot of the older guys, like, well, if it works, it works. So what works for me doesn't. I'm like, yeah, no, it doesn't work. That, just because something works doesn't mean it's actually the right way. Lots of things, like I could throw 50 baskets in a basketball hoop and make one. Does that mean that my shot works? No. So people say that technique, especially when it comes to application, well, if it knocks someone out. I'm like, yeah, but maybe if you do it with precise technique, it would take in less effort. It would have done more damage, less damage to your body. The amazing thing about judo is judo means minimum efficiency to maximize. It's all about judo. It's like they want to minimize your throw, the amount of work you put in to maximize your result. And that's the judo. Minimize to maximize. And every martial art should be that way. And that comes from proper technique.
Okay. That's really interesting that you don't make a distinction between like the aesthetic martial arts and the combat applicable martial arts, because a lot of arguments I hear is like that aesthetics only work for like kind of movies and they just have to look good. They don't necessarily need to have power behind it or speed or anything like that. So I think it's really interesting that you say that it's the same. You should train it the same way. Like you should go for aesthetics first to do as little damage to your body as possible, only to then figure out how to put power behind it and stuff like that.
Correct. And other sports, other athletes, baseball coaches have, pitchers have a coach checking their technique for pitching. The hitters have a coach for batting. Golfers have a swing coach. Sprinters have a coach specifically on technique. Like a lot of Usain Bolt, that guy he's an amazing athlete. He focuses on technique.
Mm-hmm.
Sports are understanding the science involved with how the body works structurally to maximize the potential of the human body. You have to use it right. It's like putting bad gas in a Ferrari and expecting it to go fast. Technique, good gas, you focus on technique and that's going to give you more results. But that it's people don't like training that hard because everyone wants to go hard and fast, and then they all get beat up as they get older, knees, hips, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But hard and fast is not, you don't learn to be fast by training to go fast. You have to understand the technique. It's all technique, all of it.
I see. Yeah, kind of like the saying, what was it again? Slow is smooth is fast. Is that
noise? Fast, one yes. of my favorite sayings, and it's true, you know. And technique, like people will try to hit hard and not even land a clean shot. If you have technique, you can land a clean shot. If you have a clean shot, meaning precision, meaning you don't need to be swinging hard. It doesn't take that much to hurt somebody. It's about placement. It's timing and placement. It's not power. It's timing and placement.
Yeah, I agree. And how do you decide which techniques you train like the most? Is it based on efficiency, how they feel, or just level of mastery that you have with them? Or
yeah, I think it's just I'm very good at instinctually knowing what I need to work on. I don't think about it. I just instinctually, I know what I need to work on next. It's
okay.
Has this automatic syllabus of what I need to do next. It just comes naturally.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So you don't, so can I say it's like kind of dependent on how the technique feels to you, or?
Yes, 100%.
When doing it, I mean, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But even the things that I feel like, I think my side kick's pretty good, but I still don't feel like I've perfected the side kick. And that's my holy grail since I was 10, was perfecting the side kick. Mm-hmm. And I've probably done over 100,000 hours of trying to train the side kick, and it's still not, to me, perfect. But you know, mm-hmm. That's the great thing about arts is it teaches you that perfection is a goal, but it's never going to be obtained. I think it's a great thing to obtain too, but you have to understand that it'll never be accomplished. But by setting that goal of reaching to be perfect, that's how you're going to become your highest level of yourself.
I see that you can keep improving. Yeah.
How you keep improving. You don't settle. And the only way of not settling is by the ultimate goal of perfection.
Yes. Exactly. So is it fair to say that the sidekick is then your favorite technique to kind of drill or train or use? Or
when it comes to sparring, the sidekick and the axe kick are my two favorite. I think that if somebody perfects a sidekick, that I think that's the one move in martial arts that if there was ever a tournament of move versus move, I feel that whoever has perfected the sidekick will beat anybody else. Doesn't matter what anyone else has perfected, the double leg takedown, whatever. I feel if you perfected the sidekick,
mm-hmm.
dominate. I feel it is the most effective technique in martial arts.
Okay. And they have like a preference with the front leg or the back leg, or is just you should be both?
Front,
okay.
With the front. Strong side. Joe Lewis my kickboxing black belt was taught by trained with Bruce Lee, and Bruce Lee taught Joe strong side in front. And I've always, I went in my videos and stuff, I'm always southpaw.
Mm-hmm.
I actually am just training for me and sparring, I'm southpaw. I'm always right side in front.
Okay. I see. Do you still spar a lot, or?
Every once in a while, man, I do it for fun. I just don't.
Of course.
Don't feel like I need to be trying to prove myself of hurting people anymore. Lately, it's more I prefer to roll more, do more jiu-jitsu sparring than kickboxing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, because I also read you were, I'm not sure, a world champion in karate?
Yes, I was in 2000 when I was in my early 20s.
Okay, and what style was it? Was it like full-on kumite or point fighting? Right.
Okay. Sport
karate. Okay. Yes. Okay. I see. And is that a style specifically, or is that the style? Because
yeah, it was just so there's a circuit called NASCA. It's the biggest karate circuit in the world for sport karate. It's where all the tricking came from. And so I competed that for a few years. And mm-hmm. to me, when it comes to fighting, point fighting is the hardest style. It is the hardest style to master is point fighting. It's all intricate details of timing, precision, and speed. And you can't, it teaches you to not make any mistakes. It's the whole thing is on. You make a mistake, game over. When it comes to kickboxing, Muay Thai, Jiu-Jitsu, like you can make mistakes, you can still come out on top, but point fighting teaches you to be flawless, to make no mistakes.
Okay. I see. And is that the style that you got your black belt in? I mean, is it even possible to get a black belt in point sports karate? Or
point karate circuit is open to all martial arts styles. Like, it's not just karate.
Oh, I see. Okay.
People come in, taekwondo people come in. It's an open.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're open tournaments to where anyone can come in and use their style of application in point fighting. And back in my day, there were more. Now it's kind of turned into its own thing, as UFC has. You know,
I see,
point fighting now is its own style. But back in my day, people were fighting whatever your style was. If you were Taekwondo, you're point fighting Taekwondo. If you're Kung Fu, you're point fighting with your Kung Fu style.
Didn't know that. That's interesting. And in what specific style of karate do you have your black belt in?
My black belt is in Shotokan.
Oh, okay, okay. I see. And have you trained in like other karate styles like Goju Ryu or?
I know, yeah. Yeah, a little bit of Goju Ryu. But mostly been Shotokan.
Okay, and are those the forms that you still practice as well, or do you kind of mix them up also over different martial arts like Kung Fu forms?
Nowadays, when I'm doing katas, I like to make up my katas. I like to be creative and make up right then and there. It's like, even when I do my weapons, I don't stick to any set. I'll use some of the same moves and patterns, but every time, I drill kata, my goal is to drill a different kata. To see, and that is to push myself to see how quickly my mind and body can work together and transition and go from move to move flawlessly, efficiently.
Okay, I see. And if you were to describe your training percentages, like if you should divide your training into percentages, how much percent would be like forms? How many would be sparring? How many would be drills or pad work? Can you give me like a rough?
I would say that's a good question. I've never really thought about that. I would say 25% of it is strength and conditioning with my martial arts, meaning slow controlled technical punches, slow controlled technical kicks, making sure that every muscle is working properly and efficiently and is being used and that there's no imbalances. So just going slow and controlled. I call it strength and conditioning. That's about 25. Another maybe 15 to 20 would be Taekwondo paddle kicks. Jiu-jitsu is probably at 30% right now. So we're way at 30, 45, like 65. Tricking about 25%.
Still have 10% left, I think. Yes.
And then the last 10% would be my judo.
And then making the connection back to your, like your online content with the tutorials and stuff like that. Do you also teach classes in real life? Or are you an instructor also? Or
no, I perform in the entertainment business. I do stunts. I work in the film industry. I'm always teaching. Everywhere I go, I'm teaching. When I train, I'm teaching. I have people come in all the time and train with me. So I'm always teaching somebody, but I don't charge people for teaching. It's my way of giving back to people. I run a small class on Sundays of select students that I've known and had throughout the years. But that's my only class. Everything else is entered through working with the entertainment business and just teaching here and there. Whenever I lift weights and someone's trying to do martial arts, I'm always that person to go up and help and give some kind of guidance. That's so I'm always part of being a martial artist. Since you have to always be teaching. You need to be a teacher, a student for life, and a teacher for life.
Okay, I feel that. And do you like have any more aspirations in the film industry, or are there specific things that you want to accomplish within that world?
Goal that I've had since I was 10 is a particular TV show that I created, and I've been working towards it the past couple of years. Been making a lot of headway with it. It'll happen in the next couple of years. It's a process. We'll put it that way. Okay. But I have an idea to find who are the world's greatest living martial artists, not just fighters, but who are the world's greatest living male or female, kids, adults, who are the best of the best.
I see. Not just fighters, you mean, like just martial artists in the entire meaning of the...
Correct. Right now, my job, what I'm applying and pushing, and my goal is to teach people the way of martial arts that's not about fighting. We have fighting has, you can be a martial artist and not a fighter, and you can be a martial artist. You can be a fighter and not a martial artist, and you can be a martial artist and not a fighter. The two are separate, but the two can be the same. Mm-hmm. But right now, everyone is thinking that martial arts is about fighting with the UFC stuff. And UFC kind of has brought the martial arts back to the forefront, but it's done a lot of harm. Parents don't want to put their kids into martial arts because they think that that's what it is. And first and foremost, it should first be for the kids. But, you know, and I'm not hating on it because it does serve a valuable tool. There are many, like me, I don't like hurting people. I stopped fighting because I do not like hurting people. And there's lots of people like me that do not like punching somebody's face in. But there are people that need to get that animalistic instinct out. So it's great that MMA gives them that version.
Yeah, but kind of controlled environment to do so.
Yes, but I feel that is the smallest percentage of people that actually want to do martial arts. Mm-hmm. I feel 90% of everyone else that wants to do martial arts wants to do it to better themselves, not to fight, but to better themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's what my goal is to bring martial arts to the forefront, that it will better no matter who you are, where you're from, or what your obstacles are. Martial arts will benefit your life. I don't think there's a single human being on this planet that doesn't want to have more confidence or more respect for themselves or more self-love. And I feel that martial arts teaches those principles better than anything else. It teaches you your own self-power, and that's where confidence has to come from.
I agree. I just got a notification that since I'm using the free version of Zoom, we only have 5 minutes left. And we can maybe do a part 2 if you'd like somewhere in the future.
Sounds good, buddy. We can totally do that.
Awesome. Thank you. So I'm wondering, do you have kids?
Not yet. I look forward to the day when I do have kids.
Okay.
I do want kids. I love kids. I love teaching kids. But I want to finish my work first before I make that commitment, because I don't want to not always be there for my... If I do something, I have to do it right. Everything has to be done right. To me, whatever perfect is, that's the only way that I can do things, is what I feel is the perfect way.
Mm-hmm. I see that you're going to love this question. Like, if your kid would show interest in martial arts very early on with the goal to make him or her like a well-rounded martial artist, what martial arts would you put them in first? And what would you let them take on later? Just kind of roughly the structure that you would use to teach your kid martial arts. Like, how would you approach that? What styles first?
Taekwondo. I feel that every parent first put their kid in Taekwondo, because you're not going to be able to grow as a martial artist unless you have full understanding of your legs. And Taekwondo, as you know, puts all the emphasis on the legs. I don't care how great you think you're going to be until you know how to use your legs. Mm-hmm. You're always going to... Your legs are our strongest tools. We walk on our legs. Footwork comes from the legs. Everything comes from the legs. And once you understand how to use your legs, it's easy to learn how to use your hands. When I started doing jiu-jitsu, I didn't like how I was being taught. And then once I'm like, well, I'm just going to use what I know, what I was taught about my legs. And then I started using those principles into jiu-jitsu. And that's when my jiu-jitsu started really evolving.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to see a jiu-jitsu guy be able to go learn Taekwondo quickly and easily.
True. Very true. I regret that so much. I hesitated when I was little to go into a Taekwondo school, and I got scared right before I went in. So I went out again and I didn't start Taekwondo, and I regret that so much in my life.
Well, it's never too late. It's never too late.
Very Taekwondo, true.
It's an amazing martial art.
Yeah, that's true. I'm still hoping I can pick that up after I'm done studying and being in school. I hope I can still get that started one day. I'd love to. And then my final question that I ask everyone, I'm projected to have my first amateur boxing fight in like September, October of this year. And I was wondering if there was one piece of advice that you could give me, what would it be?
Your first time, just take all the pressure off yourself and just go in there and have fun. Because if you don't go in there with the mindset to have fun, you're going to come out feeling like you lost something. If you go in with a learning mindset, backed by, I'm just going to go have fun and learn, you'll come out a success. You'll come out a winner. Don't focus on trying to make anything out of it other than just enjoying and having fun. You can put pressure on yourself, continue that career. You can put the pressure on yourself later, but you only have one beginning. So enjoy the beginning, just relax and have fun.
I will, for sure. Thank you. I'm really taking that to heart.
And of course, be safe.
always. That's my main style too. I don't really like to punch people in the face. It's just, I find more comfort behind the meaning of boxing than the physical act itself, if that makes sense. So my style is very defensive naturally. So that's really what I'm working on.
Good.
Yes.
Defense, your offense will only be as strong as your defense.
Exactly. Thank you very much for the interview. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, buddy.
And I really hope we can do a part two somewhere in the near future. I'd love to do that.
For sure, man. You know, my goal is to I'm always going to be doing whatever I can to help martial arts, no matter how big or how small.
I really appreciate that, sir. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, man. Have a good, wonderful evening or day, or whatever it is over there.
Yeah, it's 11, almost 12 o'clock at night for me. So.
All right. Get some sleep.
Yes, I will. I will. Thank you very much. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.